Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show, and each week we have various guests to come on the show to help you as Avon representatives to take your Avon business to the next level. For those who have been listening and following the show, you know that we have fellow Avon representatives like yourself. We've had SEUL Avon reps on the show. We've had district managers and regional managers and motivational speakers. And they all come with the hope to inspire you as Avon representatives to take the next step, to take the next leap, or to help you if you're stuck with your business, to take your business to the next level. Well, Happy New Year's to each and every one of you. As you know, I was in the Dominican Republic. I left December 22nd, and I came back January 7th, and I had a phenomenal time. And I just like to take this opportunity to thank Gil and Claude, who always graciously fills in when I'm unable to be with you on the air. But I always, you know, I have my iPad with me, so thanks for listening to the show. And she did a phenomenal job. As you know, if you've seen the email blast, you would know that we had Gary and Lynette Bledsoe to be scheduled to speak this evening. But Gary, unfortunately, emailed me earliest morning and said that he was unable to be on the show because they had something to do with their daughter. So, you know, family always comes first, and so I respect that. And hopefully we'll be able to get Gary or his wife on the show at another time. But we still have a good, no worries, we still have a great show scheduled for you this evening. And you may wish to grab a pen and a piece of paper because I'm going to give you some information that I think you will find to be very, very helpful with your Avon business. You may or may not know that I am a licensed, New York State licensed, esthetician. And what that means is that basically I am licensed to legally work on an individual's face, either cleansing their skin or applying makeup. In the state of New York, you have to be licensed. In order to put makeup on someone, you have to be licensed to do so. And that's, and I have been trained to do that. So with that being said, one of the things that I noticed in our What's New book, and it was the one for Campaign 3, and it has the on the cover is the man and the woman looking very seductive and very sexy, talking about the intense perfume, the intense fragrance. And in that book on page 30, there is, I think it's page 30, no, not page 30, we'll get to page 30. Yeah, on page 30, I noticed they had a very nice special where you earn 40%, where you as an Avon representative have the potential of earning $120 if you look at this formula in which they provide for you. If you sell 12 of these items and the 10 piece, you make $120. So for those people who want to grab that What's New, you may want to grab that and turn to page 30. For those who don't have your What's New in front of you, you may just want to just take notes. And even if you have a book, you may want to take notes. And what I'm going to talk about on the top of that page, actually on page 31, under earn 40%, there's a list of products. They have the foundation, they have the setter, and they have a bronzer, and they have the bronzer brush, and they have a blush. And I said, you know, you know, as a, I am a trained makeup artist, as, you know, being an esthetician, you know, I wonder how many Avon representatives use with the different terminologies as to smooth minerals, translucent powder, luminance, and bronzers. So what I want to do, I have this evening broken up into four different categories. And the first category, I want to talk about the various makeup and define them and why and when you would use them. So the first thing I want to talk about is the minerals, smooth minerals. And if you look in your, if you look in your, on that page, you will see the minerals on as number one. I think that's where they're referring to as the pure mineral. And what is smooth mineral? Well, mineral powder is a loose powder that has been finely crushed very finely. And the purpose of using a mineral powder, it gives a softer look and can be used on pretty much every skin type. Now, why did it come into play? Well, you know, a lot of the younger generation felt that pressed powder was old and gave them more of a pancake type of a look. And they just seemed to associate pressed powder with their grandmother's look. And so as a result of that, the mineral powder was born. And the mineral powder, it offers a more of a natural protection to the skin from the sun. Unlikely for it to inflame the skin. It gives the skin more of a natural look. So those people who want a real nice natural look, you know, they would turn to the mineral powder because it gives you that healthy type of a look, the more natural type of a look. Those people who use mineral powder, they really are encouraged to wash their makeup brush more frequently than those who will use any other type of powder. And that should be done at least once a week, assuming that you're applying the mineral powder once a day per 7 days a week. So, again, the mineral powders are used to give you a soft, natural look of powder that can be placed on your skin is what's called a bronzer. And a bronzer makes your skin look tan. That's basically what a bronzer do. It gives you the appearance of being tan. And it also evens out the skin tone. It darkens and it accents areas around your face, such as your forehead, your lower cheeks, around your chin. These are the areas in which you would use the bronzer to give that tan type of a look and to accent those areas. Translucent powder is actually used all over the face. This is your finishing powder. Sometimes that's how it was referred to as your finishing powder. And I noticed on page 31 of the What's New book number 3, they have the setter. And sometimes a translucent powder is referred to as that. And translucent powder can come in pressed form, and it can also come in loose powder form also. But your translucent powder is what sets your makeup. So it's the way I can best describe the use of a translucent powder is when you put a picture on the wall, and you put it in a frame. And then it takes on a different appearance when you put a glass in front of the picture. So your translucent powder finishes up your makeup. It completes the makeup, and it also sets the makeup. Luminous powder is basically what it says. It illuminates, it highlights your features when applied to your cheek areas, when it's applied to the bridge of your nose, when it's applied at the brow of your brow bones, the inner corners of your eyes. That is what a luminous powder will be used for. But let me caution you with that. So basically what a luminous powder is doing is actually highlighting. So if you had who has very large cheeks and they're very self-conscious about their cheeks being large, and they would look more like have more of a create of the illusion, or want to create the illusion that their cheeks are sunken in, you really wouldn't use a luminous powder on that particular client. That would not be a good candidate for luminous powder. The reason being is because shiny things or bright things or light things make an area look larger. So when you're highlighting the cheeks and the person's cheeks may be heavy and you put the luminous powder, it's going to make those cheeks area look even larger. So someone who has heavy cheeks and full cheeks and they feel as though they are self-conscious about that, you would not use a luminous powder on that particular person. They would not be a candidate for that particular product. So those are the different powders, your bronzers, your luminous powder, your translucent, as well as your smooth minerals. So now you can go out and you can actually talk about these products with your clients and discuss which one is best for her. Let me add that for myself, when it's summertime, it's really, really hot, and I'm the type of person that really likes to use as little makeup as possible, particularly in the summertime. So I would move over to the bronzer or the mineral powder and not use a translucent powder during the summer months. So that would still give me the coverage that I like. It's light and it's evening out the skin tone, and that's what a translucent powder would do. The purpose of a translucent powder is also to even out the skin tone. So that's what the bronzer and the mineral powder would do for me during the summer months. That's what I like to use instead of using a foundation. I actually like to use the liquid to powder form. So that's a little tip for you. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is the Avon Skin, Avon Perfume Skin Softener. And I discovered this really quite by accident. I hope you all know what I'm talking about. It's the little perfume come in a jar. And they usually complement the various perfumes. For example, there's a Far Away, there's a Skin So Soft, there's an Amari, and the list just goes on. And usually they cost, I know in campaign 2, they cost $2.25. And probably many of you have seen them and don't know what to do with them. And I for one was one of those individuals. I didn't know what to do with them. So I like the Haku, and I said, I use everything in the Haku line, but I wasn't using the perfume skin softener. So if you have a client who happens to be very well endowed in the breast area, when they lift their breast, where the bra, the edge of the bra meets their skin underneath the breast line, they have the tendency to sweat in that area, and sometimes that area gets a little musty. Well, a perfect solution for that area, keep that area fresh, after taking a shower and thoroughly drying off, to take a little bit of the Avon Perfume Skin Softener and just rub it underneath the breast area. Now, one of the things I've noticed, because I started doing that, and one of the things that I noticed that, again, what usually happens underneath the breast area, especially if you perspire there, the skin has the tendency to get discolored. And I noticed that with using the Avon Perfume Skin Softener, that underneath the breast line, where the bra actually meets, that whole area has lightened up. My skin tone has evened up using the Avon Skin Perfume Skin Softener. So, again, you know, when will you use it? Immediately after you take a shower, after you have towered off, and then take a small amount and rub it right along that breast line, and you'll find in time the skin will become, the skin tone will become even. And then secondly, you have a fresh feel. So whether you're heavy or you're very light, I would suggest anyone who wears a bra, this is a perfect item to put. This is a perfect items to put underneath that area. You'll be glad that I recommended that to you. Okay, so moving on. The next thing I wanted to talk, another tip I wanted to talk about is, as you know, Valentine's Day is coming, and our orders go in this week, starting, I believe, Wednesday, and taking us straight through next week. And if you have not done so already, one of the items I would strongly suggest that you order is Secrets to Keep Kiss. Secrets to Keep Kiss. That's that little cute little perfume that comes, it actually looks, to me, it looks like a heart. It's burgundy in color, and it has like a S in the front of it, and then hanging from the perfume bottle itself, it looks like a key and chain. And in the book, it's in campaign 2, on page 61, the item was actually selling for $10, which was a $6.50 saving. It will normally go back. It will go up to $16.50. If you have not had the opportunity to buy the Secrets to a Keep Kiss, I would strongly suggest you buy this. Not only this, but even the perfume that's on the cover of Campaign 3, What's New Book Intent. You know, you want to make sure you buy these perfumes because people, and when I say buy, I'm saying buy as your buy as your sample so that people can actually sample it. You know, give them a little squirt. If they are not receptive to or cannot actually allow you to place the perfume on their skin, then what you may wish to do is to put it on a little cotton ball, or anybody even have these little strips, or even put on your business card and give it to the client. I hope we're talking, because my phone is saying that activity phone isn't responding, and I don't know what that means, so I hope I'm going to continue to talk. So what I would suggest is to buy a bottle just to demonstrate that item. And with that item, what I would suggest you do is get a little a nice box, pretty box, preferably a white box would be good. And you probably could find one in your local dollar store. And I think I just got hung. I hope I'm still connected. I don't know if I'm connected anymore. I don't know if I'm connected. It looks like I'm not. So I'm going to recall back in. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going to dial back in. Thank you, Deborah. Okay, I'm going to continue talking. I just got back on. Okay, sorry about that. So anyway, so if you take like a white box and take red tissue paper and kind of drape it on the side of the white box, and I know in the dollar store that I go, which is Dollar Deal, they have like rose petals. So if you can get a couple of rows, a bag of them, they're like a dollar. So you get some, get a bag of the red rose petals and sprinkle it in the box and place that secret in the box. I guarantee you, if you go to a salon or you go to a barbershop, you will get guaranteed orders on that because that makes a great gift for a teacher, a friend, a lover, and for $10, the price is absolutely perfect for that. So I would suggest getting a bottle of the Secrets to Keep Kiss, and you know everything's in the presentation, and spritz people, and I'm guaranteeing you they will absolutely love it. Okay, the next thing I wanted to talk about is, and I think it's the last item on my list, is upselling. And a lot of times we get sales and we talk about it, and we talk about this in the past, and you see it in your What's New book, particularly in the, the most common place where we experience upsell is at McDonald's, when you go to these fast food place. You go in there, your intention is to buy a hamburger or a fish burger, whatever it is you're going to buy. And you speak into a little mic, and you place your order. Say, can I please have a Coke and a hamburger? And the person on the other end receiving the request will say, would you like French fries with that order? And most 9 times out of 10, the person will say yes. And that's upselling. So anytime that we sell something to our clients, we should be upselling them. And in your What's New book, page 30, I'm going back to page 30 where they had all of the minerals there. That page on page 30 itself, it had a perfect idea, a perfect example of upselling. If you're selling somebody, I want to go back real quick, back to the pressed powder. When your client, first of all, you should call all your clients and tell them it's January 1st, and they should change all their makeup. But when you have pressed powder or blush, and you notice it looks like there's like a little dirt spot on it or a grease spot on that pressed powder or on that blush, that has been contaminated, and nothing is going to come off of that. It's like it's been glued. Throw it away. Just throw it away. And what I usually do, I usually ask my clients, can I see a pressed powder and can I see the blush? And what causes that transfer the natural oil from their skin and put and place it on that brush? And that will cause that discoloration, look like it's hard or like it's melted in that spot. Just throw it away. And then secondly, when you apply any kind of powder you apply on the person's face, always take the brush handle and tap it hard against your face to break loose any excess powder before powdering your face. Okay, I just want to make mention of that. Okay, so let's go back to upshotting. Okay, so on page 30, they talk about selling to your customer one powder foundation, $12.99. So the person buying a powder foundation, one of the things you want to ask your customer is, do you have the proper, don't ask that you have the brush, ask her, does she have the proper brush to apply this particular product? And another time, since you're going to say no, can you sell her a brush, a facial brush for $4.99? Then you ask the client, you know, this, now that you have this new foundation, you may want to purchase a brush that will further complement your skin as well as the fresh product that you purchased. So she says, of course, you're going to say yes. And so you saw that for $10. Bronzer, because she wants to look tan and fabulous in the wintertime, especially in the wintertime because there's no sun. So you saw her that for $12. And then, of course, you have to set your makeup. And we will set the makeup by selling her one translucent powder at $12. So if she takes on your suggestion, your cost for the total item is $17.99. That's your cost. And you could earn up the potential of $12 for that particular item. And your customer is going to, I believe your customer pays, your customer is 12, 22, 34, 46, about $50 for that particular item, for all those items. Not a bad sale for you. It's right here, $50.99 is their sale. Because you're giving her these great tax prices, she saves $21, and so she's warm and fuzzy. And if you can get 10 people to purchase this, you earn $120 just by upselling foundation, the brush, the bronzer, the translucent powder, and the brush. And you want to encourage your customers to make sure that she's using the proper brush, which should be a natural bristle brush as opposed to vinyl. And we'll talk about that at another time. But you want to make sure, you know, to tell her this is a brand new year, and this is the time to throw away all the old makeup, and you're going to start out by exchanging all her powders, and that will make your sales $50.99. Again, talk to 10 people, upsell them, and your potential earner again is $128. So, oh, my goodness, the time, I can never realize how fast the time is going. So that's it for this evening. I'd like to thank you all. I'm listening to the Monday night A1 Motivation Radio Show. And if you have not done so already, go to our Facebook page, which is the A1 Motivation Radio Show, and like the page because I post different tips. I also list the up-and-coming speakers. And just anything I think will help you as an A1 representative take your A1 business to the next level. Okay, until next week, you know, make it happen. You know this is your Avon order-taking week, and I look forward to seeing and speaking to each and every one of you in the days to come. For those who are in the 2091 district, you have your meeting on Thursday. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Thank you. Take care.